Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together. A Prayer for a Life of Joy and Peace by Chelsea DeMattis. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. Romans 15:13. There is something incredibly beautiful that happens when we allow the joy and peace of God to be what we live from. If we're being completely honest, we tend to live from places of busyness, angst, control, chaos, or fear, just to name a few. But when we encounter someone who has a heart marked by Christ's joy and his promise of peace, there is a tangible difference. Their presence is an invitation to exhale, to feel safe, and to feel softened by the love of the Lord. I'm reminded of the season in my life when this peace and joy seemed like a distant, far off, someday dream of mine to attain. My life was so contrary to peace. My habits and choices revolved around trying to fill time so that I never had to sit with the reality of how life was turning out to be and all the questions I had looming in my head. I was incredibly anxious once I'd be alone. It was the hardest part of the day for me. And if that's you right now, please know I'm praying for you. One night, with the smallest mustard seed of faith, I cried out to God and asked him what he wanted for my life. I knew this couldn't be the plan he had for me. My anxiety, my loneliness, and my fear of the future didn't align with the life I knew to be true of God. However, I was very new to my faith during this time. I didn't know tons of scripture. My Bible verses were lumped together instead of having them individually listed. But I did have a heart that wanted God more deeply and to experience him. In that moment, all I knew I could do was cry out to the one who told me I could bring everything to him. I knew from that little scripture I had read that he wanted me to experience real joy, peace, hope, and an abundant life in him. In what felt like the longest moment of my life, his peace washed over me in my tiny studio apartment. I knew my Father saw me, and I knew he wanted to speak to my heart. Jesus wanted to heal my anxiousness. He wanted to remove the pang of loneliness, and he wanted to wash away the fear that entangled my heart. We see Romans 15:13 is written by Paul, and he's writing about Christ being the hope of both the Jews and the Gentiles. Paul had firsthand experience with the Savior stopping him in his tracks and rewriting the story of his life. Jesus met Paul on the road to Damascus, just like Jesus met me in my tiny apartment. I'm sure you've experienced this too. It's these encounters where we are met with the opportunity to embrace the gift of grace that God wants to give us. Within that invitation, we have his joy and his peace. I pray that you and I would be people that are marked by his joy and live from a place of peace. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for being the one who pursues our hearts and gives us the greatest invitation. I ask, Lord, that I would be a follower that lives my life being filled by your joy and lives from a place of your peace. Help me steward these gifts to others as they encounter me. Make me available for those who are hurting and desiring to be filled with your good gifts that you offer. Draw me nearer to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hello, my name's Rachel Carmen, and I want to invite you to come over and listen to my podcast. It's called Real Refreshment. For years and years as a young mother, I chased after the wind, thinking that the world could offer me the refreshment I longed for. But it was only when I discovered it in the person of Jesus Christ that I really found refreshment. Come on over and join me as we dig into Bible study. I'll see you there.